Pōmarie te whānau o te karaiti. Good evening, family of Christ. Welcome to Tuesday evening prayer. What a privilege we have as children of God to come together, even when we're apart, to pray. Behind some of the greatest spiritual awakenings in history was an unseen, unsung force known as intercessory prayer. People praying for God to intercede into the lives of others. Many of the victories we celebrate in the open are first won by praying people in a quiet place of prayer. Through prayer, we can call the forces of heaven into any situation, anywhere, anytime, for anybody. There is no distance in prayer. And so this evening, we come together to pray prayers of intercession for our country, Aotearoa, New Zealand. Aku hoa me te whānau o te karaiti, my friends and family in Christ. Ko te āwhina mā tātou. I te ingoa o te rungarawa mūtunga kōre. Ko te wairua ora tonu. Kei te pūheki atu te moimiti i o mātou ngutu, i o mātou waha. Kia whakamoimiti tia te rungarawa, ka aroha ia ki te tātou katoa ake tonu atu. Āmine. Our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our prayers may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Our psalm tonight is Psalm 33, a psalm rejoicing in this land and that God has made and praising him for his work. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Praise the Lord with a lyre. Make melody to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the water of the seas as in a bottle. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned, he watches all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his steadfast love, to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be on us, even as we hope in you. I now invite you to pause this podcast, take up your Bible and read the passage for this evening. When you have finished reading, spend a few moments reflecting on what you have read. What in this passage spoke to you? What is God saying to you? And now we will turn to God in prayers for our country, incorporating some words from the New Zealand Book of Common Prayer. Heavenly Father, you spoke and New Zealand came to be. You commanded and Aotearoa stood firm. And so with grateful hearts we come to you and we pray for this, our home. Lord, we come to you tonight with praise. Here in our small place in the world, we see and hear the beauty of what you created. Lord, thank you for delighting us by giving birds song and flowers smell and the New Zealand bush the freshness. We thank you, God, that you are creative and you take pleasure in what you do, and so you created this rich and wonderful land for us. Spirit of Justice, Creator Spirit, help us to make and keep this country a home for all its different peoples, and grant our government and all its representatives imagination, skill and energy, that there may grow amongst us aroha and peace. We ask that you speak through Christians in Parliament and in positions of leadership. Through your Spirit, Lord, speak wisdom to them and enable them to fashion the hearts of the decision makers. May the plans the government makes and the paths they set be aligned to your heart, to the plans you have for this country, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give us future and a hope. We pause now, Lord, to pray for those who govern. Our loving Father, we pray now for the situation that we are in. We ask that the actions we are taking to keep the people of New Zealand healthy and safe will be blessed by you. We pray against the coronavirus and we ask you to help us as a country to overcome it. Tonight, Lord, we pray for the medical people in Aotearoa. We pray for those who are leading us in research and ask that you give them clarity of thought. We pray for the staff who are on the ground helping to prevent and to heal, for doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and all those who work in health. We pray capacity for them to manage whatever is ahead. And we pray for the sick across New Zealand, for families who are filled with grief. We pray that you will enable them to find comfort from others and provide healing for their souls. We ask your Spirit to be an ever-ready presence to guide and to hold. And we pray now in the quiet the names of people we know who work in health, or who are unwell or grieving. God of truth and justice, we ask you to help the men and women who have lost or are fearful for their jobs or are struggling to return to work. Grant them courage, protect them from hardship, and grant that we as a country may give them the support and assistance they need. So may our people be strengthened more and more in respect and concern for one another. And we bring to you now the names of those we know who are facing hardships. Blessed are you, God of the universe. You have created us and given us life. Blessed are you, God of the planet Earth. You have set our world like a radiant jewel in the heavens and filled it with action, beauty, suffering, struggle, and hope. Blessed are you, God of Aotearoa New Zealand, and all the peoples who live here, and all the lessons we have learned, and all that remains for us to do. Blessed are you because you need us, because you make us worthwhile, because you give us people to love and work to do for your universe, for your world, for our country, and for ourselves. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, for our country, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. And please join in using whichever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God said, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession." When what we declare on earth lines up with what God has decreed in heaven, it will be done. Amen. Amen.